Okay, now we're recording. So welcome to Teach Wonder. Yes, welcome to Teach Wonder, a podcast hosted by Ashley O'Neill and Julie Cunningham.
We moved to a new city 2 years ago. And moving to a new city meant that, in addition to all the unpacking and figuring out the quirks of our new house, we had to figure out a new rhythm in a new place. From where we went to get a haircut and which dentist would take our insurance, which is a trip, to our favorite pizza place. You know, the essentials. But we were also interested in figuring out how to fit into the community, beyond the transactional stuff. My spouse was new to his job, and our youngest was starting preschool, and we spent a lot of time at home and not building community in our last town, thanks to COVID, so we wanted to get this time right. And slowly, over time, we're getting there. Talking to other parents at the park and saying yes to lunch with coworkers has translated into some valuable friendships for us. We go to the library, and the librarian knows which books my son is likely going to love. We have a routine that includes the parks and the hiking trails that we can walk to, and we found a regular dinner spot for date night. And as we get to connect more with the community, we're finding ourselves liking it here, this town, this house, and this routine, more and more. And it's not necessarily that one place is better than the other. We had a library, we had hiking trails and parks and all the things in our old town, but we took them for granted. We do that less here, because we're meeting friends at the park. And because we've been really intentional about making these places and this community a part of our family rhythm. Our next guest, Sarah, spends a bit of time talking about community, but she's talking about it in relationship to work. As a math teacher who is relatively new to the district, you'll hear her take on how the people she's teaching with impacted her experience. Here's Sarah.
So my name is Sarah Lapp, and I am currently teaching math at Belleville High School, and I am, as of this year, teaching math in the Belleville New Tech program for the first time.
Oh, that's super cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Have they had that New Tech program a long time, and that's just a new position for you?
Yeah, I think they've had it for about 8, maybe 9 years now, and so this was just my first year joining into the program. But it was one of the things that when I applied for jobs, I saw the New Tech program at Belleville and I was like, oh, that sounds really, really cool. And it was one of the things that appealed to me for the school. So I was like, perfect. I'm glad that I'm in it now.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so our first question for you then is, have your expectations been met when it comes to teaching, or if you'd prefer just thinking about education in general?
I think my expectations have been kind of met and not met in a couple of different ways, you know, both positives and negatives. And so like one thing that I feel like my expectations have been really met with is the struggles, right? I know I've heard all about how difficult it is to be a teacher and how it can be exhausting, but how rewarding it is. And I feel like that expectation has held so true for me. I'm so tired, but I wouldn't want to do anything else. And it's the best thing. But one thing that I know going into education, I heard from a lot of other teachers and a lot of professors and family members about how it can be hard to find a supportive school. And so that is an expectation that's just been like completely surpassed for me, I think. I have found the most supportive school, the most supportive staff, and I'm so thankful for that. So I feel like it's been kind of like a mixture of it's what I expect, but also not.
Well, can I ask what makes you feel supported by your colleagues and your admin?
Oh, My colleagues are some of the best people around, some of my best friends, and they are always a listening ear. Like that's something we all have lunch together. So we have this big long table in our staff lounge, and we have like everyone, not everyone, but most people from my floor all eat lunch together. And we've even kind of have it split up into like the kids table and the adult table. So I'm the head of the kids table, and some of my work moms sit on the head of the adult side of the table. And so it's just been like this community of like all of these different staff members coming together, whether they've been there for 20 years or this is their first year there. We all kind of get together and we have that 30 minutes of lunch to just sit there and decompress, which has been a huge change for me. When I first started there, that wasn't so much the case for the floor I was on. And then I moved, and now it's just like so supportive, always there to listen whenever I need anything. And then my admin are so great. They take all of my concerns really seriously. And that's a huge thing, because I feel like it can be so easy for us to like talk about how, oh, there are all of these issues and I talk to my admin and then nothing ever happens. And that's just not the case for me. I've had to have some incredibly awkward conversations with my administrators about just like weird things that are going on, but I've never felt like they were judging me for it. I've never felt like they were the ones making it awkward. It's always just been they're receptive to issues. And if there's a major problem, it gets taken care of like that. Like, it is so easy to talk to them. And I always feel like I can, you know?
That's great. I have a quick follow-up question too. So you mentioned kind of shopping, when you were shopping for a job, you noticed that Belleville had new tech, right? And that was one thing that interested you. If somebody was shopping for this type of culture, like, what would you say they should look for or listen for? Like, if they were, you know, a new teacher looking for a job, like, how do you just not get lucky and land that? How do you kind of look or listen for that?
Ooh, I feel like I really did just get lucky, you know? But now that I'm in it, I can see, like, when I first joined at this school, and when I first met, even before I like started my job, I met a couple of the people in the math department, and they were all, it was so clear that they were very excited to have me, you know, like they made that known. And I think that's the biggest thing, is looking for someplace where they're not afraid to tell you that they're excited you're there. Because some, I feel like some schools won't do that. They'll be like, oh, yep, another new teacher, welcome. But mine, really, they were just like, oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you here. We hear you like working with the middle schoolers. We hear this, we hear that. And they were just like clearly excited to have someone new coming in.
I think that's a great tangible thing that somebody could look for or listen for. Thanks.
So it sounds like you have a really supportive staff, which is fantastic, but I can't imagine that every single day has been a total walk in the park. So we recognize that, you know, you need to respect the dignity of individual students and anonymize things, but just generally, can you talk a little bit about what some of the challenges of being a new teacher, of doing math, of just what have been some of the challenges since you've graduated?
Oh, there have been plenty. I have my supportive staff and I love them. My school really struggles with teacher retention, especially in math, because we have really, really low math skills in my district. So it's a very daunting thing. So one thing that I really struggle with is I'm getting kids in my geometry class who don't know that when you have a number and a letter next to each other, that means multiply, you know, things that are really foundational. And it feels like they can kind of just get pushed through every once in a while. And so that has been one of my biggest challenges, is trying to like find those students who are still struggling and like meet them where they're at. But I also, you know, have 150 kids every day. And so I can't always, you know, get to those specific little things with kids that are struggling. And so that has been, I think, my biggest challenge is trying to identify those things that kids are struggling with and fix them. Sometimes it feels like I don't have enough time in the day. And I don't always feel I have the support coming from home about those issues. And I don't always feel like everyone in the school is sharing in that struggle or is willing to accept that struggle. And we have this culture of not liking math, which I think is seen everywhere. That's something kids will so proudly say, I'm bad at math. Like, that's just a thing that they will say to anyone and they feel zero shame about it. It's like, oh, I don't know how to do math. And that's, my dad would always say, you know, you would never just go up to someone and say, oh, I don't know how to read, and be proud of it. But kids feel so comfortable doing that about math. And so that's been a real struggle to kind of get kids motivated to do math when they just could not care any less. Because they think it's okay to be bad at math. And it's okay to struggle, but everyone can be a math person. I just need them to know it.
I wonder if you'll see that be a little bit different in the new tech piece when students are working on a project and the math is embedded in, like, in the action, you know what I mean? Like, in more contextualized in the project. I wonder if that'll change their opinion about it at all.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that will. It's hard with so our new tech classes are, you know, cross-curricular, and we have, you know, biology and English being taught together, but math is still a standalone class in the new tech program for us, just because of our numbers and how things just happen to work out. So I'm hoping that in the near future, we might be able to kind of bring like some art into geometry. I have one of my coworkers who, it was a whole hot mess as to how they came into the school. But they and I, we had like kind of trauma bonding is how we refer to it, because we worked really closely, and they have a degree in fiber, in fiber arts. And so we've talked about wanting to do like a geometry and art class together, which I think would be a really fun sort of thing for the new tech program too.
This is totally unrelated, but I saw something on Instagram that was a TikTok, because that's how old I am, right? But it was this woman who was like, my mom says she's bad at math. And we have this whole generation of women that say they're bad at math. And then she's like, but look what she made me for Christmas. And it's like this gloriously intricate quilt. And she's like, and she ran my parents' accounting business, and she did all the budget, right? But like, they don't necessarily make those connections. So it'd be cool to see a really heavy application of something that feels far away from math, and then to make those tie-ins can be powerful. Because a lot of times those kids who aren't, maybe they're thinking algebra, right? Like, they're thinking the letters and numbers together, and they haven't made sense of that in their mind yet, but that would be awesome. Very cool.
Well, that reminds me of Jada's senior project that she did, right? Mm-hmm. Such a cool application of math and quilting going together. It was so awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think about that a lot, and that's something I kind of reference back to in my mind as I think about doing something like a geometry art class together. It kind of really, that her project comes to the forefront of my mind there.
All right, Sarah, you've touched on this a little bit, I think, with your appreciation of your staff and your administration, but what are some other highlights for you in teaching or in education since you graduated?
It's got to be the kids, man. I have, you know, kids are hit or miss, but I have some of the sweetest kids to ever exist in this entire world, and you cannot convince me otherwise. I have a kid this year so this year is going to be my first big class of seniors graduating. My first year, I started with geometry sophomores. And so this year they're all seniors. And I have one kid who is working as a co-op in our counseling office. So he has some time to just like kind of wander around, and he will regularly come up to my room and be like, "Miss Lapp, I'm going to leave you in this many months and you're going to cry about it." And I'm like, "Yeah, Elijah, you're right. I'm going to cry about it." But I just have some of the sweetest kids who just like are so excited to just like come see me, which feels really special, especially in a math class. You know, it's even kids who hate math and they're very vocal that they do not like it, but they're still excited to come in and see me. And that's like the biggest highlight of my day, any day. I had one of my freshmen that I had my first year, so she's a junior now, came in the other day and she was like, "Miss Lapp, can I," it was my prep hour, she goes, "Miss Lapp, can I just sit in here and talk to you for a little bit? I just feel like I haven't talked to you in ages and I miss you." And I was like, "Yeah, Jocelyn, absolutely. You can sit in here and we'll just like chat like old pals." And she'll regularly email me TikToks. Or like she and I used to go back and forth with our Wordle scores. She would email me every single day when she would play the Wordle and she would send me her Wordle score. And I would get really excited if I would beat her. So just like those relationships are always like the biggest highlight of anything. Cause it's like, that's why you do it. You know, it's those kids that you're there for. And there are just so many of them. There's so many good ones. And it's nice that it feels like that's never going to end. Like there's always going to be another great kid. This year I actually got one of my kids. I had my first year as a sophomore in geometry. Turns out she never took Algebra 1. And this is my first year teaching Algebra 1, and she's a senior and she's sitting in my Algebra 1 class full of freshmen, which I feel so bad for her, but it's an easy A now, so she'll take it. But it's fun to have now seen like that development in her as a senior now versus the sophomore I knew her as.
Yeah, that is fun. Are you going to go to graduation this year and see your first class graduate? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then we have a little parade through the hallways. They parade all the seniors. And so I cry every single year that that's happened, even if I don't know any of the seniors. I cry because I'm me and I have to. And so this year I'm going to be a full mess. And I'm really excited for it.
That's great. I think that's a really nice way to think about it, that even though you're losing some of those students to graduation, there'll be more students that you're excited to get to know and have relationships with.
So yeah, they keep coming. And that's one thing I have to make sure I remember come graduation. Mm-hmm. I had great kids in that first year and I had great kids that second year, and I'm getting great kids in this third year. So they're going to keep on coming.
Is there anything else you want to add that we didn't ask you?
I want to say a big thank you to the both of you and to the STEM Ed Scholars Program, because that is something that has been so incredibly valuable to me as a teacher. The amount of time that I got to spend working with kids made me able to develop relationships like the ones that I have with my kids. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without the program and without you guys. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, that is very, very kind. But I also have to say that most of the time, scholars get out of it what they put into it. So if you got out great relationship building skills, it's also because you worked hard while you were there. And we appreciate that, because that is not necessarily the case for every single person that comes through the program. So kudos to you as well, and the great job that you're doing at Belleville. It's so much fun to hear about your good stories.
Oh, it's so much fun to talk about them. So if you guys ever want to talk more, I'm always happy to talk. It's like my favorite thing to do. You guys know that.
It's fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Teach Wonder. You can find show notes and a full transcript of our show on our website.